Hello everyone, this is Yabo at CoachYabo.com, and today I have a confession. I was working with a client and she was very invested in presenting herself to her clients a particular way, and it triggered in me my own personal trip, my own personal journey with dealing with the issue of being brilliant. I love smart people. I love smarts. I love smart information. I love the application of smart information. And my whole life, in a very unconscious way, I have been very motivated by smarts. But when I looked at my values, smarts was not the highest in my values. Love, nurture, those were the things that really resonated with me. So it's interesting to me to look back over my professional life and see how I had so much invested in always appearing smart, regardless of whether I was really being smart or not. And it's an interesting thing, because what happens is when you're out of alignment with your values like that, then you don't really get anywhere. And it does show that you are not you're not coming forth fully, and that you're not fully present, and you're not being authentic. So that was a real dilemma for me. And I have now had to embrace that the reason I wanted to come off as so smart was I didn't believe that I was that smart. So it's like I had to pretend at being smart and work at being smart. And finally, I just got to a place of, who am I smarter than? I mean, am I trying to get a Nobel Peace Prize here? Am I trying to, you know, I don't even know what my IQ is. Do I really care what my IQ is? Do I love people or not love them based on their IQ? And I don't. It doesn't matter to me other people's IQ. So that's how I knew that I was having some insecurity around that. And I just, for me, the best thing to do when I see myself behaving like that or having an insecurity, I just start laughing at myself, because really it is very comical. So I want to ask you today, what are you investing so much energy trying to cover up that is really just a myth in your head? Your clients can tell. And when you liberate yourself from that, there's so much more of you that's available for your clients, for your business. I am not obsessed about looking smart anymore. So I really don't care if people think I'm smart or if people think I'm not smart. What I do care about is making sure that I deliver value to my clients, and the value is defined by them. And so ever since I've shifted, and this has been a few years back, and the honest truth is that it creeps in every now and then, ever since I've shifted, I'm so okay with it, because being smart is not something I want to judge somebody else about, so I don't want anybody judging me on that. So how did this epiphany hit you today? What resonance did it create in you? Is there something you're so trying not to show that is really there? And hey, just love on yourself and accept it about yourself and move on. It really is that simple. So leave a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. I'd love to hear it. I think this has been a fun audio to do. I don't mind revealing this about myself. I always get positive feedback about how much it helps other people. It never fails. So thank you for joining me. If you would love help with these types of issues and how they affect your ability to run your business effectively, or grow your business, or be an effective leader, then you know where to find me at coach@coachyabo.com. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.